Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What if I told you that one of the largest companies in America was built on nothing more than smoke and mirrors? Picture this. The late 90s, an era of optimism and prosperity. The dot-com bubble is swelling, and a Houston-based company called Enron is making waves in the energy sector. Known for its innovation and aggressive business strategies, Enron was hailed as the epitome of corporate success. It was the darling of Wall Street, a beacon of the new economy, and a symbol of American enterprise. Enron's business model was as complex as it was innovative. At its core, it was an energy company, but its operations branched out into an intricate web of ventures. From energy production and distribution to a vast array of financial services, Enron seemed to have its fingers in every pie. The company was lauded for its trailblazing approach to business and its supposed success. But let's take a closer look at this so-called success story. Beneath the veneer of prosperity and growth, there were questionable practices that raised eyebrows among those who dared to scrutinize. The company's financial statements were as convoluted as its business model, and its profits, it seemed, were largely smoke and mirrors. The first signs of trouble surfaced subtly. There were whispers of creative accounting, of numbers that didn't add up. Skeptics began to question the sustainability of Enron's business model. How could a company that seemed to be everywhere, doing everything, be generating such staggering profits? As the new millennium dawned, the whispers grew louder. The dot-com bubble burst, and with it, the illusion of perpetual growth and success. For Enron, the unraveling had begun. But as we'll see, not all that glitters is gold. So, how did Enron manage to fool everyone for so long, you may ask? Well, it all comes down to a house of cards built on complex and deceptive accounting practices. Firstly, let's talk about mark-to-market accounting. This is a legitimate practice where you report the value of an asset based on its current market price. But Enron took this to a whole new level. They would initiate a project, estimate how much profit it would make over its lifetime, and then record this as income on the day the deal was signed. This created an illusion of profits that hadn't actually been realized. Then there were the special purpose entities, or SPEs. These were separate companies set up by Enron, which they used to take on debt and carry out risky investments. The trick was, because these were technically separate entities, Enron didn't have to report this debt on their own balance sheet. This allowed them to hide billions of dollars of debt from their investors and the public. Finally, let's discuss revenue recognition from long-term contracts. Enron would sign contracts for services that would be provided over many years, but they would recognize all of the revenue from these contracts up front. This is like selling a 10-year gym membership and recording all 10 years of fees as income on the day the contract is signed. This practice further inflated Enron's reported profits. So you see, it was these practices that allowed Enron to construct their house of cards. They could report massive profits and hide their debt, creating an image of a highly successful company. But this was all an illusion. The profits were largely unrealized, and the debt was hidden away in their SPEs. It was a precarious house indeed, built on a foundation of deception and false profits, and as with any house of cards, it was only a matter of time before it would come crashing down. The stage was set for one of the biggest financial scandals in history. When did the cracks in Enron's facade start to show? Well, one could argue that the first signs of trouble appeared when Enron's proposed merger with Dynegy, a fellow energy giant, fell through in late 2001. This was a deal that was meant to save Enron, to shore up its flagging stock, and restore confidence in its shaky finances. But Dinigi backed out, citing Enron's deteriorating financial situation and lack of transparency. The deal's collapse was a massive blow to Enron, and its stock price plummeted, signaling the beginning of the end. Following this, the Securities and Exchange Commission, or SEC, launched an investigation into Enron's accounting practices. The SEC was particularly interested in Enron's use of special purpose entities, or SPEs. These are essentially shell companies used to keep debt off the books, making Enron look more profitable than it actually was. The more the SEC dug, the more it found. It was like peeling back the layers of an onion, each layer revealing more and more about the extent of Enron's financial manipulation. And then, the hammer fell. On December 2, 2001, Enron filed for bankruptcy. This was the final act in a drama that had unfolded at breakneck speed. In less than a year, this titan of the energy industry, once valued at approximately $70 billion, was now worthless. Employees.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Lost their jobs, shareholders lost their investments, and the world looked on in shock. The fall of Enron was as swift as it was stunning. It was a company that had been hailed as a model of innovation and success, a titan of the new economy. But in the end, it was all a mirage, a house of cards built on lies and deceit. In less than a year, Enron went from being a Wall Street darling to a symbol of corporate greed and corruption. The fall of Enron serves as a stark reminder that even the mightiest can fall, and that transparency and honesty in business are paramount. What happens when a behemoth like Enron falls? The aftermath of the Enron scandal was a seismic event that sent shockwaves through the business world and beyond. The once mighty energy titan, valued at over $60 billion at its peak, was reduced to nothing but a hollow shell of its former self, and its downfall left a path of devastation in its wake. Thousands of Enron employees found themselves suddenly out of work, their livelihood snatched away without warning. Many had invested their life savings in Enron stock through their retirement plans, only to watch helplessly as their nest eggs evaporated into thin air. The shareholders too bore the brunt of the collapse, with billions of dollars in investments wiped out overnight. But the fallout didn't stop there. In the ensuing investigation, several of Enron's top executives were criminally charged and subsequently convicted. Kenneth Lay, the company's founder and former CEO, and Jeffrey Skilling, the former president, were among those found guilty of fraud and conspiracy. Their reckless actions and unchecked greed had not only brought down a corporate giant, but also shattered countless lives in the process. The scandal also spelled the end for Arthur Andersen, Enron's auditing firm. Despite being one of the Big Five accounting firms at the time, Andersen's involvement in the scandal and its failure to raise the alarm on Enron's dubious accounting practices led to its downfall. In less than a year, the firm was convicted of obstruction of justice, and its reputation was irreparably damaged. In response to the scandal, regulatory changes were implemented to prevent such a catastrophe from happening again. The Sarbanes-Oxley Act was passed in 2002, introducing more stringent auditing and financial regulations for public companies. This legislation was a direct result of the Enron scandal and marked a significant shift in corporate governance. The Enron scandal was a wake-up call for corporate America. It reminded us that unchecked ambition and unregulated power can lead to disastrous consequences. It showed us the importance of transparency, accountability, and ethical conduct in business. And it taught us that even the mightiest can fall when integrity is sacrificed for profit. What can we learn from the Enron scandal? The Enron scandal, a dramatic tale of corporate greed and deception, is rich with lessons that are still relevant today. It's a stern reminder of the significant role transparency plays in business operations. The absence of transparency at Enron led to a culture of secrecy that ultimately led to its downfall. It's crucial for companies to foster an environment of openness, where employees feel safe to voice their concerns, and where the financial health of the company is accurately reported and publicly available. Another profound lesson we can draw from the Enron scandal is the destructive power of unchecked corporate greed. Enron's executives were driven by a relentless pursuit of wealth and power, leading them to make reckless decisions that had catastrophic consequences. This teaches us that it's essential for businesses to prioritize ethical behavior and long-term sustainability over short-term gains. An unchecked desire for profits can lead to a slippery slope of unethical behavior that can ultimately destroy a company from the inside out. The Enron scandal also underscores the importance of effective regulation. At the time, Enron was able to exploit loopholes in the regulatory system to carry out its fraudulent activities. The scandal led to the creation of new regulations, such as the Sarbanes-Oxley Act of 2002, which was designed to prevent such abuses in the future. This reminds us that regulations are not just bureaucratic red tape, but necessary safeguards that protect the integrity of our financial system and the interests of investors and the public. Moreover, the Enron scandal serves as a wake-up call to investors. It's a reminder that it's vital to conduct thorough due diligence before investing in a company. Investors should not just rely on a company's reputation or past performance, but should dig deeper into its financial health and governance practices. The Enron scandal is a stark reminder that success built on deception is a house of cards waiting to collapse. It's a lesson that reverberates in the annals of corporate history, reminding us of the importance of ethical business practices, transparency, and effective regulation.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.